This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 has killed approximately 590,000 people around the world and more than 138,000 people in the United States, with more than 13.7 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.5 million of them in the U.S. Britain, the United States, and Canada have all accused Russia of trying to steal information from researchers seeking a COVID-19 vaccine. The three nations allege that hacking group APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear, said that to be part of the Russian intelligence service, is attacking academic and pharmaceutical research institutions involved in coronavirus vaccine development. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center made that announcement, which was coordinated with authorities in the U.S. and Canada. The persistent and ongoing attacks are seen by intelligence officials as an effort to steal intellectual property rather than disrupt research. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations. The leading U.S. expert on infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is imploring younger people to continue social distancing and other measures to curtail spread of the novel coronavirus, which has a surge in some parts of the country. He is cautioning that even asymptomatic people can spread the virus to others, increasing the likelihood that it could infect a more vulnerable person. Fauci is urging people to wear face coverings, avoid crowds, maintain social distance, and remember that being outdoors is always better than being indoors. Fauci said that some states have moved forward with reopening, even though they did not meet guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And again, so far, the virus has killed approximately 590,000 people worldwide, more than 138,000 in the U.S. This is VOA News. Speaking from his isolation after testing positive for coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said in an online address that the economic effects of lockdown kills more than COVID-19 itself. He has played down its health risk and fought against social distancing orders, calling their economic effects worse than the disease. Under pressure, many governors and mayors have loosened restrictions in recent weeks, fueling bigger outbreaks. The Brazilian leader is reported to be in good health after taking the unproven drug hydroxychloroquine. Brazil topped more than 2 million confirmed cases on Thursday. More than 1 million Americans sought unemployment benefits last week, indicating that companies are cutting more jobs as the resurging coronavirus plows through the Sun Belt and some of the nation's most populous states. Layoffs in Florida, Georgia, and California rose by tens of thousands, according to the Labor Department. The number of laid-off workers looking for assistance remains stuck at 1.3 million, a stunning number that, while lower than the previous week, illustrates the devastation wrought by widespread shutdowns. It is the 17th consecutive week that jobless claims surpassed 1 million. Infections are rising in at least 40 states, and 22 of them have either paused or reversed efforts to reopen their economies. The European Union's top court has ruled that an agreement that allows big tech companies to transfer data to the U.S. is invalid, and that national regulators need to take tougher action to protect users' data. The ruling does not mean an immediate halt to all data transfers outside the EU. There is another legal mechanism that some companies can use, but it means that scrutiny over data transfers will be ramped up and that the EU and the U.S. may have to find a new system that guarantees that Europeans' data is afforded the same protection in the U.S. as it is in the U.K., I should say the EU. The case began after former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden revealed in 2013 that the American government was snooping on people's online data and communications. U.S. officials say defense leaders are weighing a new policy that would bar the display of the Confederate flag at department facilities without actually mentioning its name. For weeks, those leaders have been tied in knots over the incendiary issue of banning the Confederate flag. No final decisions have been made, but officials say the new plan presents a creative way to ban the Confederate flag in a manner that may not raise the ire of U.S. President Donald Trump. He's defended people's rights to display the flag.